God, give us a revelation of your gifts. Y'all go ahead and let God use you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. First, I want to say that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Romans 11:29. Let's look at that. Romans 11:29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. So, first I want us to see that God even has a calling on our life. 1 Corinthians 7:7 says, every man has his proper gift. Let's look at that. See the scriptures. 7:7. For I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God. It don't say just preachers, does it? Every man has his proper gift from God. Matthew 7:11 says that if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more does our Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to us? And in Luke, that same is talking about the Holy Spirit in Luke, where if you ask for bread, will God give you a stone? And he says, if you ask for the Spirit, then he will give you that. In other words, you're not going to ask for God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, because for these gifts to operate that I'm fixing to talk about, you have to have the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not do a miracle until he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And when he was baptized with the Holy Ghost, the heavens opened, a dove descended, the Spirit of God came on him, and his first miracle was over a marriage. It was turning the water into wine. And he didn't even want to do that. He told his mother, he said, it's not my time yet. He wasn't supposed to actually be pushed into ministry for 4 months later, but she put the pressure on him and said, okay, we need something to drink here at this wedding, and he turned the water into wine, and so that was his first gift, that was his first manifestation of the Spirit of God that had been imparted into his life. But Acts 10:38 said the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So he had to be anointed with the Holy Ghost to operate in the gifts. He didn't just start raising the dead in his own strength. He didn't just start casting out devils in his own power. He didn't just give words to people out of his head knowledge. He had the Holy Ghost upon his life, and with the Holy Ghost came the manifestations of the Spirit of God, of the glory of God manifested through the land. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, comes down from the Father of lights, where there's neither variableness, neither shadow nor turning. In other words, God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he used Jesus in the gifts, he wants to use us in the gifts. Amen. And one thing I want us to see today is the gifts are free. Somebody say, the gifts are free. I don't have to do anything for them. I don't have to pay 1/10% of my tithes. I don't have to get saved over and over and over. I don't have to make a public show of my repentance every day and every night for the gifts of God to operate through my life. The gifts are free, starting with salvation. Ephesians 2:8, he says that we're saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. Being saved is a gift. It's not of our own works, unless any man should boast. Acts 2:38-39, let's look at that and see our next gift after salvation. Amen. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit is in you. But I'm talking about getting baptized with the Holy Ghost so these manifestations of him comes forth through your life. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, salvation's a gift, and the Holy Ghost is a gift. Verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:23. We have another gift from God. He gave his gifts to men. Amen. Says, for the wages of sin is death. You earn wages for darkness. When you sin, you earn, you get paid back for sin. Wages. Wages is something I get paid for. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he gives us salvation. He gives us the Holy Ghost. And he gives us eternal life. How many want to thank God for the gifts today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you that they're free. Thank you that the gifts and callings, two separate things, gifts and callings, are irrevocable. God's not going to take it back from you. It don't matter if you go out here in the world, if you come back in 5 years, you still called to preach. It don't. Somebody else may have your place at that time, and you got to go back through the stages, but you still have that calling on your life. When I was in the world, I didn't even like country music, but I got caught up with somebody that liked it. So I turn on, what is it, channel 26 or something. Turn it on, and they had all that. I think it was the beginning of the videos, because I'm getting pretty old, you know. So it was kind of a new thing, and so when they would, I just would sit there after the kids go to bed, and I would write, like, they would sing a song, and I'd write something out of that I thought was sounded good to my boyfriend or to my friend. And God showed me this week. He said, you was already, see, I was using that gift for revelation in the natural. It was, you know, I was using it for the devil. I was using it to get drunk, have sex, have a better time, but I was using the gift. And it was a God-given gift. I was just using it out there in the world. The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. They're still on your life. They're still pulling you to do what God's called you to do. And it's your choice if you do it for God or you do it for the enemy. But if you're a preacher, you're going to be the one talking in the midst of the crowds. You're going to be the one that when everybody's drunk, you're trying to lead them to the Lord. You're the one that when they're hitting somebody, you say, you know, one time I was in church and somebody got delivered from that. I used to preach to the ones that was hitting me with their fists and say, there's a way for you to get out of that. There's a way of deliverance for you. There's a way that you don't have to do this anymore. Hey, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. They're irrevocable. It don't matter how long I don't want it. It's still there. I can bet you Cindy and Dana, when they in their car, they singing. When I'm in mine, I'm listening to preaching. And then a word of quickening in my spirit or in a song, a word of quickening in my spirit, just like this one. The gifts of God are free. That just came with meditating on him and seeking him. And just out of my spirit, my gifts are free. You don't have to do anything for them. Jesus already did everything for them to give us these gifts. He already paid the price. There's not another price I can pay. And yesterday I got up. I said, okay, oh, it's pretty outside, but I got to fast and pray, get ready for tomorrow. Holy Spirit said, my gifts are free. You don't have to pay a price to stand up and operate in my gift. You've been praying all week. What else you going to do? What else you going to pray about? My gifts are free. Just stand up and let the gifts flow. Let the Holy Ghost come down. Let him do what he wants to do. And I'll take over. And I'll do what I'm going to do instead of what you thought you were going to do. I said, that's right. Last time I preached, we were pulling down a principality. Yes, I needed a fast, but I don't have to over the gills. They're free. I fast when I'm going after a spirit in the spirit realm and coming against the enemy and pulling down strongholds. That's why I fast. Or I fast because I don't feel God in my life. Maybe I feel like I'm getting cold and getting away from him. Then I want to get in his presence just so I can feel close to him again. But I don't have to fast and pray and work hard to operate in what he's called me to do. I just get up and open my mouth and let the gift flow. Hallelujah. It's important for you to know that, because sometimes we get caught up in these works. If I'm not saved by works, then I'm not operating my gift by works either. Paul said, you got saved through faith, but you think you're going to finish this thing through works. He said, if you can finish it through works, then why would Jesus even come for? We'd make grace of none effect. There wouldn't even be any use for grace if we had to work what God's given us through our self, through our flesh. Amen. Proverbs 3:27. We were praying the other day and saw that sometimes people think they have a monopoly on the gifts, that they're the only one that can operate in certain things. And if someone else started to do that, they wouldn't help them because they got value out of that being their gift. But it's the Holy Ghost's gift. And he said it's to profit all. It's not for me, only me, individually. He's talking to the Corinthian church. He says, desire the best gifts. He said, to seek them, pursue them. But he's saying it for the whole body, not for us to have for ourselves. Not for us to get our own value and our own self-worth out of God used me today. But out of what's it going to do for his kingdom? What's it going to do for somebody else? So here's the word on it. Proverbs 3:27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it's in your power to do it. When you know to do more and you don't do more is sin. To him that knows to do good and doeth it not is sin. He says, when it's in your power to do good, don't withhold what you have. When it's in your power to do it. Don't draw back. He said, I don't take pleasure in those that draw back. And realize it's his gift that he's trying to use you to let that gift. How many, when you get some millionaires, when your husband gets you some millionaires, you want to just eat them all yourself or you want to share them? All herself. I mean, I want to share them. If he gets me this big heart full of candy, I want to share. I wanted to take Michelle some Valentine's candy, you know, and take the kids. I wanted to share what was given to me. And he said, don't hold back these things. Don't let God use you and you see how you can experience his glory. And then you go home and you just get in a closet and don't ever let the church see it. Because the gifts are for the church. They're for the body. They're for the body. They're for the world to see when God uses you in things, words of knowledge and words of wisdom, signs and wonders. My son's got a friend that said he don't believe in Jesus, but he believes in God. You know, a lot of people today say that there's many roads to God, but they don't believe Jesus was the Son of God. Well, they ain't going to heaven. You have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God to go to heaven. So Caleb said, I think I'm going to tell him to check out the miracles. I think I'm going to tell him to check out the signs and the wonders. He said, I think I'm going to tell him that you gave us a word one day under the anointing and said, do this, and every promise that God has given you will come to pass. And from that day on, we started doing it, and it's a sign and a wonder, and our finances are different now than they were back then. Because of that gift that was operated in the body. So if you don't believe him for what we say, believe him for the work's sake. Believe him for what God is doing. said, I think I'm going to tell him. Well, check out the miracles. Amen. Amen. Do you know deliverance is a miracle? Do you know for someone to tell you something about yourself that they didn't know with their head is one of the gifts operating? We're going to go over those in just a minute because I want to talk about those 9 gifts of the Spirit because I don't want them to lay dormant, and they don't in here. They operate all the time. Maybe we just don't know what they are, so I want to try to give us some insight about it. And then I asked Minister Barbara to start teaching. When Elder Robert works, she teaches Sunday school, and she's going to start teaching and breaking down these 9 gifts. And I know some of you probably thinking I already had all that teaching, but let's have it again. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 and 20 says, quench not the Holy Ghost. So what happens when the Holy Ghost wants to come in and somebody thinks that, well, I just need to go ahead and preach, or I just better go ahead because, you know, you're supposed to do this. Then we're quenching him. We're stopping him. And once we take control of that, he don't have the control. You think, well, God's in control of everything. He's not going to go past me standing up as the head of this church and make me do something I don't want to do. Somebody, don't be scared of the gifts, because God's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. He's not going to make you dance like we do. He's not going to make you turn a flip. He's not going to make you turn upside down. You have a free will to get saved, and you got one to operate in the gifts of God. Hallelujah. Hey! Somebody one time said, somebody was getting deliverance and their face was red and black and blue, you know. I don't know if y'all remember, but Mama used to slap you every now and then. One day I had a busted blood vessel. I mean, my husband be like, you ain't going to prayer no more. Hey, but I was a changed person. I was changed. Amen. That was just a little battle scar. Oh, Lord. If she'd have slapped me when I was 12, she might not have been slapped me when I was 35. Could have went ahead and got that rebellion out of me then. Amen. So it didn't hurt me none. But God ain't going to make you do something. We all, you know, respond different. I mean, I react different maybe than you would to the feeling the Spirit of God. And that's why it's okay with me if you never do anything. You can sit here and never do anything but just sit here. Just open your spirit, though, and let God work in your spirit, man. Amen. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to go through some of these gifts. Then I'm going to go back and break them down just a little, overall version of it. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant about these things. You know ye were Gentiles carried away unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give to you understand that no man speaks by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Did you know that if somebody's possessed by the devil, they won't hardly say Jesus is Lord. They can't say Jesus is Lord. I've dealt with them. And they can't get the Holy Ghost until you get that thing out of them and they renounce it until, I mean, I'm not going to say they can't. I'm saying the people that have problems with getting the Holy Ghost, a lot of times they've operated in witchcraft. They play Ouija boards. They look at psychic. They do all those things and they don't ever renounce it. But once you renounce it and you just say, God, forgive me. I did those things, but I don't want to do it anymore. And I close the door to it, and I don't open the door again. Somebody say, don't open the door again. I used to witness to this girl, and her and her kids came for a while, and I would go pick them up. And one day, I walked up to the door, and she had told me that she had a problem with snakes around her porch. And I'm looking, you know, this house is uptown, and I'm thinking, it don't even look like a lot of grass, a lot of bushes, and where's these snakes coming from, you know? And so about the third time I went to pick them up, Usually I would sit in the living room and wait a few minutes on her to get ready, finish getting ready. And her daughter was in there and sci-fi was on. And I felt a spirit. And I didn't know what was playing. I just know what I felt. And so the next time I went, I saw in the spirit, I was just walking up to the door. And I saw a python over her house, like over her archway of her door like this, just from the ground, about this tall. And I remember telling Mama, I said, this is what I saw. And she said, Jesus. And she said that that channel had a spirit on it. So it don't come on in my house. You know, if I'm there, it don't come on in my house. Because that's all I had to know. It's got a spirit on it. And if you open the door to spirits and then wonder why you're having nightmares, you have to close the door to those spirits. And then you don't listen to that anymore. If that song, if you started feeling feeling things funny, then you need to get rid of that. You need to not let that in your house. Bible says there's some accursed things. Get them out of your house. Know the difference between the clean and the unclean. And the Holy Spirit is the one that shows us those things, and we can't play with them, because he will come in the midnight hours and try to take your rest and try to take your peace, try to take your sleep from being sweet. Amen. And Jesus said, I gave you sleep, sweet peace. Okay, so that's the first thing we see, that if you have problems getting the Holy Ghost, you may have to renounce some witchcraft in your life. Verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. Diversities of operations, but the same God, which works all in all. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit, here we go again, manifestation of the Spirit. When Jesus was baptized in Luke, there was a manifestation of the glory. When he got filled with the Holy Ghost, the word says, and here it says it again, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. Somebody says, it's not just for me. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith, to another gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another gift of prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these works that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man as he will. So who gives the gifts? The Spirit. He divides them as he will, and he sets them in the church as he will. Amen? And he uses them as he will. That's why what we do as far as letting different people operate in their gifts, different people play music, different people sing, different people preach. He said, when you come together, let one have a psalm, let one have a hymn, let one have a doctrine, one let have tongues and interpretation. And that's the kind of church that God has built here, that it's not a one-man show, but that we can come and be a New Testament church and the different gifts operate. So while I'm reading these gifts and explaining them to you, teaching, if you see that God uses you in these areas, do the same thing that we do corporately. Allow other people to be able to be benefited by your gift, and not just think that's for yourself. Take what we do corporately, individually too, and say, oh, okay, this gift's for the people at Walmart. This gift's for the people on my job when they're heartbroken and God may give me a word for them right there. This gift is for more than just my church. This gift is for the city. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be open for the Holy Ghost to use me at any time that he wants to use his gift through my life. He's able to do it. Amen. So I'm going to break them down in threes. The first three I'm going to talk about is the gift of knowledge, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the gift of discernment. And these are called the revelation gifts. Why are they called revelation gifts? Because they reveal something. They reveal something that you didn't already know with your mind. I had a dream last night. Somebody, my husband, ministered to them, and I didn't even know this person. I didn't think I knew them because their name stuck with me, and I thought, I don't know them. So I asked him, did he know them? He said, that's that lady that's come to youth a few times. I said, well, God's fixing to use you to give her a breakthrough. And he's fixing to preach in 2 weeks in the youth, and all I know is God gave me a word of knowledge, or it could be a word of wisdom. They're very close together. I believe it was a word of knowledge to know something that God knows. God wants to give that girl a breakthrough, and he wants to use Tim to do it. Hallelujah. A word of knowledge is when Elder Robert is in prayer and he sees something over your life. He sees God wants to pay Elder Carl's debt off. God, you know, those are words of knowledge. It's not all knowledge. God's all knowledge. It's a word of his knowledge. It's a fraction of his knowledge, a part of what God knows for now or something in the past. Word of knowledge is for now or something in the past. Sometimes when we're praying, we can see the root of something. That's a word of knowledge. There's no way I would know that in my natural mind. So it's not something that you think of. None of these 9 gifts are something that you think of. They're all supernatural. Somebody say they're supernatural. They're not natural. It's not something I can... Oh, I got to meet with so-and-so today. Let me find out all about her past. Somebody give me a list right now, everything she ever did. So when I get in here, I'll know the root. The less you tell me about them, the better I'm going to know the root, because I'm going to listen to the Holy Ghost, and the word of knowledge is going to tell me. He's going to go in there and he's going to locate what that problem is. So one of the things that this ministry is based on in deliverance is the word of knowledge comes in and he shows the problem, and he says, this is what it is. Oh, Jesus, I never knew that about. That's why they're vexed with that devil. That's why that keeps happening to them. You come out in the name of Jesus. I pull you down and I command you to lose your hold and get off of them and get off their kids and get off their grandkids and get off their money and get off their health in the name of Jesus. So we use word of knowledge all the time. Word of knowledge is part of God's knowledge, and it's happening now. It's like if Julie knew someone was at the door and she said, so-and-so's here right now. Well, she can't see him. But God gave her part of his knowledge and showed her what was going on. And so we could be prepared a little, just a little. And he'll give you warnings, you know. You may have a dream or a vision. Those are words from God. Don't despise that. He gives you a dream. Somebody going to have a wreck. Somebody told me a couple weeks ago they're not serving God right now because they said they saw their brother in a wreck and they saw things and they didn't know why they would see things, and it was only that gift God, you know, was, they just didn't know what was happening in them. They didn't know they could pray and stop that from happening. Did you know you could stop it from happening? I had a word of knowledge that Michelle was going to be in a wreck and she was in a coffin and she was dead. And we fasted and prayed, and 7 days later, she was in a wreck. The car turned upside down, and I went into the hospital. She had one bruise on her. It was stopped by prayer because somebody saw it in the spirit before it happened. And we didn't just say, oh, my God, don't go nowhere today. No, we had to go in prayer and pull that thing down and say, loose your hold and get off of her. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come down. You're not going to take her life. You're a lying devil. Get off of my child. Get out. Hey. Word of knowledge. Powerful, aren't they? Gifts of the Spirit are powerful. Word of wisdom. Word of wisdom operates all the time through the gift of prophecy. You know, the gift of prophecy and the office of a prophet, they get confused real easy. And people will be like, oh, they said this was going to happen. It didn't happen. They're not really a prophet. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I do claim to operate in the words of wisdom sometimes. And the gift of prophecy is different than the office of a prophet. The gift of prophecy is one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge can come through that gift of prophecy. Like you can be saying, God's pleased with us, like Brother Ernie did. That's the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is going to always exhort you. It's going to edify you, and it's going to bring comfort. It's going to do one of those 3 things. We get it confused because we think it's to tell the future. No, that's the office of a prophet. The gift of prophecy is going to exhort you. It's going to comfort you, or it's going to edify you. So when Brother Ernie stood up and said, God is, he is pleased with us, he was exhorting the church. And when I stood up and said, because prophecy is a supernatural utterance, supernatural now, utterance in English. So when I stood up and got the mic and said, and he says we're sons now, we're no longer slaves, but we're his sons, that's prophecy. That's the gift of prophecy, exhorting the church. Now, when I was sitting there, I didn't know anything to say. The Holy Ghost said, get up. I got up, got the mic, and I said, he said, we're no longer slaves, we're sons. Supernatural. It didn't come from here. It wasn't like he had a good word and he needed somebody to add to his word. Prophecy came forth. Now, the word of wisdom comes through that sometimes. You'll be standing up. Elder Robert uses these all the time. He'll say things that's going to happen in your future. That's the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is the purpose of God in the future. Purpose of God in the future. God wants to give you a husband. God said by next year, you're not going to be alone. Usually there's some kind of obedience for you to do, though. Because if you don't want that man, you're going to be alone. It ain't that God didn't send him. See, we get those confused with prophecy, and we say they wasn't of God when they were just operating in a word of wisdom. In a word of wisdom, we have to be obedient to that word that God gave us. God's saying, I'm going to give you something, and it's very wise. It'll take heed to you to hear what he's saying. And if he told you to start giving today and God's fixing to do something for you, he did it from heaven supernaturally so I would listen to what he said. But if I don't listen, I don't get the blessing. So everybody say, I'm released from all those people that judged me and said, she's not a true prophet. That I didn't hear God. Maybe I was operating a word of wisdom through the gift of prophecy and somebody didn't obey. Amen? So revelation gifts reveal something. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gift of discernment. Julie has the gift of discernment. There's several of y'all that have that. God uses you in that. Jesus knew Judas was the one going to betray him. That's a gift of discernment. He said, one of y'all is going to betray me at this table. And they were all saying, is it me? Is it me? And he said, the one that drinks from my cup. He had discernment. He knew. The gift of discernment sees the motives of the human heart. It sees the motives of a spirit. It sees if someone's real or not. Everybody else can fall for it, but the gift of discernment says there's something wrong with this. And you'll be thinking, they love God. This is for real. Or they'll say, they're just trying to charm you. You need to leave them alone. Some man wanting a young girl in here, they're just trying to pull you out. Now, don't say them things if you didn't say it by one of these gifts. But if God showed you something, he showed you a word of knowledge, or you have some wisdom for him, or you have some discernment, and you know something's just a little off, then we need to talk about it. Amen? So do y'all see those? Word of knowledge, part of God's knowledge, word of wisdom, God's will for the future, discernment, knowing the motives of a person. Okay? Peter knew the motives of Ananias and Sapphira. They sold the land, and then they only gave part of it to the church. And he said, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? See, we think all these gifts are supposed to be positive. Peter said, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? This is New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, why did you lie? And they dropped dead because they held back part of what God told them to do. They withheld something that they knew to do. Amen? But Peter knew it. Nobody else might not have known it, but the gift of discernment knew it. Amen? Okay, the next three. Are y'all getting something out of these gifts? The next three are called power gifts. The gift of faith, working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. Somebody say, I want a power gift. I want God to use me. Power gifts, things that are impossible become possible. And I know that we operate in the gift of faith a lot around here because I can feel that. I can feel it. One time, I didn't know that's what was operating, but I said, Mama, God told me to give you $1,000. I didn't have $1,000, but, you know, it came in within a week. The gift of faith is something that you're going to do with no human effort. If you stand up and say, God told me to pay your debt off, that money's going to be there. I mean, but you better know it's the gift of faith doing it. Gift of faith is no human effort. It's you standing up and obeying God and saying that God's, you saying, get up from that wheelchair. And one of the examples of the gift of faith would be Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel said, God's going to shut his mouth. Daniel didn't shut the lion's mouth, but he believed that God was going to protect him. That's the gift of faith in operation. All Daniel had to do was sit there, and God did the work. How many like that one? The gift of faith. Gift of faith. It's a power gift. They do something. Amen? The gift of faith, you receive something. You don't have to do anything. You just stand up. If you feel that spirit come on you, God said he wants to pay that building off right now. Everybody in here give $1,000. You better do it. You better do it. Don't despise that. Listen to the gift of faith because it's going to pay the debts off. It's going to do things that couldn't get done that would take us years to do. He's going to make it be quicker because the supernatural faith is different than me just having faith. You know, it's different. It's a supernatural that comes on me for something that God wants to do. Amen. Working of miracles. Working in miracles. One of the examples of that is David. David said, I killed the lion, I killed the bear, so I can kill Goliath. But he had to kill him. The gift of faith didn't kill the lion. Guilt of faith didn't kill the bear. Guilt of faith didn't kill Goliath. He had to do something. Working in miracles, You'll be doing something. I mean, you don't create the miracle, but God may use you to walk over there and say, get out of that wheelchair right now, you know. And, of course, these things work closely together. That's why we have them in threes, power gifts, faith, working miracles, gifts of healing. Sometimes you may be unsure which one's working. They're so close. But the working of miracles is you do something. The gift of faith is you don't do anything. You just receive it. Amen. Another example of working in miracles is the axe head that floated to the top. How many know that's a miracle? Five loaves and two fish, and it fed the multitude. Miracle. But he had to bless it. He had to do something. He had to be part of that. Amen. Acts 19, verse 11 says that great miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. So it wasn't just Jesus doing these things. It was the men of God. It was the apostles and the prophets. And it's the lay people. It's anybody that's got the Holy Ghost that says, I want one of these operating in me next Sunday. today. I want something. I want the gifts operating in me, like the tongues that was in Sunday school operating. I want one of these gifts operating in me. Because how many see good things come out of these gifts? I don't see no whoopings yet. They're all good, right? Gift of faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing. Gifts of healings. Laying on of hands. The Bible says, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint them. And the prayer of faith will save them and raise them up. So that's one way that the gifts of healing operate. Another way is the power's there to heal. Like when they brought their friend and put him through the roof, the Bible said the power's there to heal. The gifts of healing is not me getting healed through the doctor, even though the doctor's healing is good. But when the gift of healing is in operation, supernaturally, God's fixing to heal you. Your ears fixing to be healed. Your sinuses are drying up. That cancer is coming off your throat right now in the name of Jesus. The gifts of healing manifested through the church, God. Big gifts of healing operating, God. Thank you for healing your people right now. Grab a hold of that ear. Grab a hold of that head. Grab a hold of that foot. Grab a hold of something that you need healed in. And we speak the gifts of healing to come forth right now. In the name of Jesus, I command every sinus infection to dry up. In the name of Jesus, I command cancer to come out of that throat. I command tuberculosis to come out. I command that thing in the back that's crooked to line up. In the name of Jesus, line up in these backs. Line up. I don't know where Michelle is, but I'd like to pray for her back right now. The gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. Somebody get her, please. Gifts of healing. Laying on of hands. You can do it that way. Or he can just do it in the glory. In the glory. The gifts of healing. You know, usually when you have a small ministry, you lay hands. When you get big like Pastor Benny, then the gifts just go corporate. But either way, it's not from a doctor. It's not from something that you did for your health. It's through the supernatural power of God, the gift of healing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I know, here's one from Thursday prayer.
I've been thirsty in prayer. Been sick for over a month, and I've developed a terrible earache. You know those earaches. The ladies laid hands and put oil on my ear. It got hot. The pain left, and it has not come back. It left. Thank you, Jesus.
I know there was a couple weeks ago that we prayed for pneumonia, and you know, I've had that. I know what that is when it tries to start back, and it's a virus, and it had been there in me for 2.5 months. And I would just, you know, just come here and pray and cough. Come here and pray and cough. And that day, we took authority over, because Chris got pneumonia too, and it burnt me up. And then Sister Sue was having some problems, you know, with her in some of those areas. And we just took authority that day. And do you know that that cough is gone? That all that fluid's out of. And I haven't took one. I hadn't been to no doctor. Hadn't took anything. Not that you're wrong if you do. I'm saying that it left that day.
Thank you, Jesus.
That day. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the words of knowledge, the gift of faith and operation for somebody to jump up and say, you know, and the gifts of healing. But for someone just to jump up and say, we're going to pray for this right here today and believe, and it comes from in here, not the head, not the head knowledge. That's the difference. It's supernatural. And I'm going to let them play music. I'm just going to, that was the power gifts, the faith, miracles, gifts of healing. And the next three, some of it happened in Sunday school. They're inspirational gifts. They say something. The gift of prophecy, the diverse tongues. Tongues are utterances unknown to, it's in an unknown tongue. and it's a sign to the unbeliever. And the other one is interpretation. It's when someone interprets a tongue and they do it in an English language. If you want to learn about these gifts, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and chapter 14, chapter 12 and chapter 14 talk about them. And be here next time Barbara teaches, and she's going to break them down a little more. But we're going to go on in and worship now and let God come in at the altar. And if you want to open your heart up and say, God, there were times where I felt the supernatural power of God come on me to do something for you, but I was too scared, and I didn't do it, God. And I went after, and I told Pastor, I told somebody, I think I was supposed to, you know, just dancing is the gift of faith. When you feel to get up here and jump on this platform, and that's the gift of faith operating through your life. And you're destroying yokes. I appreciate Jarek doing that today, destroying yokes.
Yes, God.
And praising God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jumping up in the feeling the supernatural power of God and responding to it.